The Revolution Where You Live. Stories from a 12,000-mile journey through a new America. Written by Sarah Van Gelder. Narrated by Natalie Hoyt. We, the people, love this place. Where I began. As a 7-year-old child, I lived in India while my father was on exchange at a small university in Andhra Pradesh, and I've carried a question with me ever since. Why do we tolerate so much suffering? We humans are creative, brilliant, and inventive. Why do we allow poverty? The question arose from a particular event, although there were many similar moments during that year. One beautiful weekend day, my parents, my 3 sisters, and I set out in a borrowed jeep to a meadow on a hillside outside the city, and spread out a blanket and a picnic. It wasn't long before we realized we were being watched. Slowly, a small crowd of children had gathered. Some were my age, with baby sisters or brothers held on a hip. All were thin, wearing very little. All, we assumed, were hungry. They kept their distance. They just watched. In a silent semicircle. Their steady gaze was impossible to ignore. The hard-boiled egg dried up in my mouth. I understood something about suffering. 2 years earlier, I had lost my mother, abruptly, to a stroke. Our family pulled together and cared for each other, but I entered an unfamiliar world then, just as I did when we moved to India. I remember thinking, I don't understand this. I don't know why I should wake up every day knowing I have enough to eat and finish the day knowing I would have a safe place to sleep when so many other children don't have those things. I remember thinking, I don't understand this now, but I won't forget. And when I grow up, I will do what I can to change this. We didn't go on any more picnics. But those children stayed with me when I returned to the United States. Some years later, living with my family in the Hudson Valley of New York State, I learned that my country, the country I pledged allegiance to every day in grade school, was conducting a brutal war on the people of Vietnam. I felt betrayed, and more importantly, deep grief and shame that we would inflict such harm on another people. And again, I felt some responsibility. This war was only possible because our family...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?